from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I need athletes from non-traditional sports to shut up. I think that's the level that we've reached. Whether it's Noah Lyles in track and field or a quarterback of a flag football league.
This may be one of the dumbest takes I've ever heard.
It continues to go on, too, just for some unbelievable reason.
This is dumber than Tyreek Hill thinking he could beat Noah Lyles in a race.
There's a world that exists where Tyreek Hill probably could have.
Yeah, it's the one where Noah Lyles gets injured. But Noah Lyles would absolutely pump Tyreek Hill in a race.
I want to see
it. And it would not be close. It would not, everybody would be like, oh, that's bad. Mm. We saw like the DK Metcalf when he ran the 100. Mm. That wasn't against the world's fastest man.
No.
And he ran really well. But he would get smoked by an Olympic sprinter, like an Olympic sprinter in the finals. This is even more dumb that this man actually believes this.
Quarterback Daryl Doucette, this is from TMZ Sports, had this to say about, just listen.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game. I know he's right now the best in the league. I know he's more accurate. I know he has all these intangibles. But when it comes to flag football, I feel like I know more than him.
So the guy that has to make reads against the biggest humans on the planet in split seconds or die has got a worse IQ than the guy that's playing out and can't be touched.
Sure, Jan.
One of the things that makes Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, so impressive is how smart they are.
And their ability to
say that your football IQ is better than Patrick Mahomes. Now, he says at flag football.
I don't care.
Like, these guys have never run skelly. They don't do 7-on-7.
Your sport is what they do in their off time.
Yeah. You know what? If anything else, if where he may be correct is that he can throw a ball without worrying about his receiver dying. But you know what Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow will do? They'll thread that needle. You think that they don't see tight windows in the NFL? They will put it on a receiver far better than a flag football quarterback will. And also, Daryl Doucette is 5'7". Mm. This is like the most little man syndrome thing I have ever seen. Because the only way that, and I am not saying that Daryl Doucette is not a capable and really good quarterback, but he is saying this is where I thrive because I don't have to worry about standing behind an offensive line and not being able to see over the O-line. And I bet he can process very well. But you can't do it better than these guys. You're not. It would take Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, a month to figure this out. And your arm is not stronger than those guys' arm. You are not more accurate than those guys are. Your football IQ is not higher than those guys. And that is not taking away how good of a flag football quarterback he is. But you're not those guys. You're talking about the top 1% of the 1%.
I understand the differentiation between football and flag football. The flag football folks out here pretending that they somehow are going to be better flag football players than the actual football players. That one of them was like, what, said something. I think it was about Jamar Chase. Like, he's Jamar Chase think he's going to show up, just be better than me? It's like, yes.
Yeah.
The thing that you guys do is the thing that they do in their downtime.
It's just, it's an all-time take by this guy, because he does feel threatened, because you have guys like Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes saying, if I could go get win a gold medal, I would love to go and
they
win a gold medal.
They could show up in L.A. and they would run away with it.
Yeah. They run away with would. It. They absolutely 100%
put Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase and just watch. Good luck.
See everything that you have built and just watch it crumble really quickly. I mean, there is a difference in flag pulling and evading in flag football. Mm-hmm. It is different than in the NFL.
Sure.
I'm taking those guys 10 times out of 10. 10 out of 10.
I could go with an all-rookie team.
Golly.
Give me Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze, A.D. Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a running back that we just had taken? Early running back.
Boy, I can't even remember. The Texas kid was first running back off the board.
And he's
right?
he's a every down back too. So him,
Bijan Robinson.
I'm saying just from this class. I mean, you can be Bijan in the open field. Good. You imagine Bijan Robinson in flag football?
Well, I mean, ugh. I would. You just take one of the best receive third down backs in the NFL and just say. Yeah. Done.
Yeah, you give me a receiving back.
Give me Jahmyr Gibbs, and yeah. I'm winning a gold medal.
Yeah. Good luck. Like, everyone's like, oh, well, there's no, you know, you don't have to worry about getting hit. I'm like, yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs is going to 4-4 you into the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop on a dime and just make you look silly.
Even the guys like, you know, Trey Benson, the Texas running back, or Blake Corum, the Michigan running back. Put him either one. Not the guys that you would traditionally say, these are the receiving running backs.
Put A.D. Mitchell on a slant on one side and Roma Dunze on a post on the other and go, have fun.
No, you just send Christian McCaffrey as your running back. You can line him up at receiver. This would be unfair.
Yeah.
It will be unfair.
Like you're
even if we sent Darnell Doucette. But if we can, we're going to send Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow.
It would be hilarious. It would just be Patrick Mahomes behind the back. Think about the passes that Patrick Mahomes would pull out of his backside.
Unbelievable.
Have you seen the clip that's been floating around of Dan Marino?
No.
Because of the Mahomes behind the back pass, there's a clip of Marino before a game throwing a spinning backhand, like a reverse kind of discus.
Oh, nice.
Throwing it backwards without looking on a dime, like 35 yards downfield to a guy waiting in the end zone who doesn't move.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Can you do that?
So, yeah, these guys are freaks.
But he is the best flag football quarterback. He is. He's just waiting for a shot.
Mm.
We're all going to see when he's backing up Patrick Mahomes in the Olympics.
I would love it if he's out there bringing him his water.
That would be so brutal.
Here you go,
him.
Mr. Mahomes. Sorry.
And, you know, Patrick Mahomes, he tweeted out a 50-cent gif in response to this, and that's more of a response than I thought he needed to give, but it reinforced it all. It just kind of body bagged him, just like the what, me
you're talking about me.
How did I get drug into this, man? You know I'm better than you.
I love the audacity to lie so egregiously about having a higher IQ than him.
Oh my gosh.
But lie better, dude.
Yeah. Hey, you know, they may have to pick up blitzes, but I do everything else.
Yeah,
so.
No big deal.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.